In what is perhaps round two of the general election, Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney turned his attention today to President Obama. In a speech to newspaper editors this morning, Romney accused the president of making the economy worse, and he recalled how President Obama was recently caught off mic with the Russian president, promising more flexibility on missile defense after the elections. Romney said that moment showed Obama is not being candid about his agenda.
His intent is on hiding. You and I are going to have to do the seeking. Now, President Obama's exchange with the Russian president raises all sorts of serious questions. What exactly does President Obama intend to do differently once he's no longer accountable to the voters?
In his speech to the same group yesterday, President Obama also targeted Romney by name for the first time in what some are saying was the first round in this general election. He said Romney called a new Republican budget marvelous, saying, "Who uses the word marvelous?" Especially when describing a budget, even when not describing the budget. Joining us on the line, Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC News. Rick, these do seem particularly personal. I think a lot of people were surprised yesterday when President Obama had that long pause and said, "Who uses the word marvelous even when you're not describing the budget?"
That's right. And even for him, for President Obama to go after Mitt Romney by name this early, well, there still are active primaries, is rather extraordinary. I think it does foretell a very long and very brutal campaign that's going to take on a lot of the personal character attacks will be a big piece of it. It's interesting, both men are trying to portray each other as out of touch, obviously in different directions. But that's one thing that they can agree on, is that the other guy is out of touch.
Well, and why some were being critical of President Obama for using, again, making fun of a word. I'm wondering if Mitt Romney went into some dangerous territory by bringing up that open mic situation with the Russian president, because in real time, when that happened, Mitt Romney went on the campaign trail and said, how could he be having these kind of whispered conversations with our worst enemy, Russia?
Yeah, he called them our number one geopolitical foe, which got a lot of people, including some Republicans, scratching their heads. I think though that is a potential vulnerability. That moment was not one of President Obama's best moments. Those aren't the kind of comments you want to see overheard. And Mitt Romney's obviously trying to make something of it. You know, you mentioned this being round two, and I don't know where we stand in rounds, but this is the feeling of boxers who are out on the ring now, or who are testing each other out in the early rounds and trying to see what vulnerabilities, what weaknesses are out there. They're road testing a whole bunch of different attack lines. But they are attacking, is the point.
Well, and this is, of course, as you said, as three other Republicans still are swearing they're going to stay in the race, and as Mitt Romney has sweeps three primaries. Here's some more of what Mitt Romney said this morning about President Obama and the Democratic Party.
The president's attention, it was elsewhere, like a government takeover of health care and apologizing for America abroad. He handed out tens of billions of dollars to green energy companies, including his friends and campaign contributors at companies like Solyndra, that are now bankrupt.
And Rick Klein, that's not, you know, those are things he said on the trail. And we're just wondering, you know, just to have for a comparison, here are some remarks President Obama made yesterday about the Republican agenda. He called the party's latest cut spending and cut taxes budget, which Romney has embraced, a Trojan horse.
Disguised as deficit reduction plans, it is really an attempt to impose a radical vision on our country. It is thinly veiled social Darwinism.
Rick Klein, thoughts?
Social Darwinism is going to be a line we're going to hear a lot of, and I think they're going to try to flesh out exactly what that means. And I do think there's a fundamental disagreement between these two men about what government should be doing and what the role of the federal government is. And you can talk about it, all the other personal attacks and flip-flops and whatever else you want. That is at the heart of the policy differences and the political differences between President Obama and Mitt Romney. These are two well-funded, well-heeled men who are ready to go the distance against each other. But fundamentally, they disagree on that point, and I think so much flows from there. And they both see it as a real vulnerability. And there's parts of the American electorate that suggest that both of them are right. It's just a question of whose argument is able to win out.
Well, and that's just a real quick comment. You know, we saw that women are, you know, migrating over to President Obama for many reasons, but some would say women in particular, you know, want you to play nice in the sandbox, you know, not attack each other. So we'll see how this works out. Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC News. And by the way, before you send emails, you know, women are tough, but, you know, they want to see, you know, come on, grow up. Rick Klein, thanks so much. We'll keep checking in with you.
Thank you.